Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, Amen, amen. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? Please turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to conclude chapter 1, starting with verses 18 through 25. And before we get into the message, I want to redirect the screen up here. And I need to show you this one clip. It's about maybe 45 seconds, maybe 50 seconds. It's not long at all. It's under a minute. But those of you that follow football, and one of the teams that my wife roots for is the San Francisco 49ers. And they have a new quarterback that has won, I believe, 8 straight games since he replaced the starter. His name is Brock Purdy. And when I found this clip, I was just so blown away. You see, he's using his platform to preach the gospel. That's right. This quarterback that's going to be playing in the championship game this Sunday is a full-blown believer, and he loves God, and he's not ashamed of the gospel. And so I want to go there now and show you this clip. Let me go there. And I need you to just listen to him. He's being interviewed on some radio station, but it blew me away that there are people who love God that have been given platforms to preach the gospel. And here we go. His name is Brock Purdy, and he's now the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Let's go. Here we go.
Living to, you know, be set apart, you know, it's easy to, yes, repent of your sins and be about Jesus, but you know, to know, hey, I can't keep doing this sin. You know, I've acknowledged it. I got to move on. But to be on fire for the Lord and to walk with him, I think right now, man, I'm all about, hey, I'm living set apart from the world. People can think this about me or whatever. That's fine. The bottom line is, for me, my identity is in Jesus. I get that. And I'm gonna roll with that. But it's not, hey, I'm better than you. No. I'm called to do this. I'm called to witness. I'm called to share the word. I have this knowledge, you know, of the Spirit, and I want to give it to as many people as I can. So, yeah, that's, I think, what God has taught me the past year, I'd say. I'm continuing to grow in that. And, man, I just want to be able to witness and defend the Christian faith as best as I can moving forward. So,
wow. Was that incredible? You see, this young man, I believe he went to Iowa State, and he was the last pick of the draft. That's right, the last pick, 299, or I think he was the 300th pick, which is the final pick in all the draft of last year. Just, he could have not even been drafted. But he was the last pick, and now he's the starter, and God's given this young man a platform to preach the gospel. This young man is not he's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jew and to the Gentile. So I was blown away. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this little testimony of his. Matter of fact, this Sunday, he'll be playing for the NFC Championship game that will, if they win, they go to the Super Bowl. And I'm hoping that win or loss, that he will proclaim Jesus Christ as his Savior, just like he did just now. Praise God. So, my friends, are you ready? Are you ready to conclude 1 Peter chapter 1? If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And I've entitled this evening's message, Our Faith and Hope is in God. Our faith and hope is in God. Praise God. Praise God. So, if we're ready, let's get into this study. Verse 18. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Wow, praise God. Verse 21. Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. And since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Praise God. And verse 23 through 25, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flowers falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached by, to you. Wow. Wow, isn't that something, saints of God? Praise God. So let's break this down. Let's go to verse 18 and 19. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Praise God. You see, saints, the word ransom was used when someone paid money back to a slave's freedom. You see, in the Old Testament, back in those days, back in those times, a person's debts could result in that person's being sold as a slave. You see, my friends, the next of kin could ransom the slave by his or even her freedom, a transaction involving money or valuables of some kind. Praise God. However, saints of God, silver and gold can do nothing to change anyone's spiritual condition. Praise God. No amount of money can buy our salvation. Aren't you so blessed? It has to be done God's way, not with money. In other words, Bill Gates, with all his money, cannot buy salvation. Praise God. And so, not with money, but with the precious, say that with me at home, the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, that God paid a ransom to save us, means that he paid the price to set sinners free from slavery to sin. All that, we were enslaved, we were full of sin, and full of sin, and Christ paid the debt we owed for violating, saints of God, the righteous demands of the law. That's right. That's right. I want you to see this verse of scripture right up here in Corinthians 6, 17. Look at this. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Then he goes on to say, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside what? The body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Wow. Look at this. Verse 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God, where? In your body and in your spirit. Praise God. And which is God's? Wow. Saints, this is a serious statement that Paul wrote to this church, that we are the temple of the living God. And so we must take our walk seriously, because wherever you go, God is with you. And shame on us if we allow our eyes to indulge or even physically indulge with sexual immorality. My friends, take heed. We are living in the last days. We're seeing times that are radical right now. Everything's about sex. Everything's about teaching the abominations to our children. Saints, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. It's time to know that Jesus is about to come and judge this world and take us home. Praise God. Praise God. Look what else I found right up here. Let's go here to Ephesians 4:17. Look at this. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. Look at this. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart. Wow, wow. Look at this, saints. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Look at this. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Praise God. Look at this. 22 through 24. That you put off. Say that with me at home. That you put off concerning your former conduct. You see, let me just pause right here. I got a problem with Christians that say, well, you know, I curse now and then. I drink now and then. You know, I go to places where I shouldn't be. But hey, you know what? I'm a Christian. I can handle myself. No. It says put off the former conduct. You know, I don't understand. There's some outreaches, wonderful churches, but they do not sanctify the men that come into their homes or the women that come into their homes. They go in looking like a gangster. They come out looking like a gangster. Wow. Teach morality. Teach sanctification. Teach that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God takes our walk seriously. Can I get an amen in the house? Or am I preaching too hard for you? Some of you may have just clicked off right now because you don't want to hear truth. But this is the truth of the matter, that we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to put off the old man. We are to put away things that are foolishness to God now. Yeah, he winks at our early ignorance, but it's time now. It's time now to become a man for those young girls to become women. That's right. Let me conclude this verse of scripture right here. Look at this. That you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God. And what? And true holiness. Say that with me at home. And holiness. You see, saints of God, Christ purchased our freedom, and it cost him his own life. Only the sacrificial death of Christ on the cross was effective atonement for our sins. You see, my friends, the Old Testament saints sacrificed lambs in order to atone for their sins. But the New Testament believers had their sins covered by the blood of the sinless Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. So let's move on now to verse 20 of 1 Peter chapter 1. And it reads, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Are you catching this, saints of God? He was manifested. Saints, Christ's sacrifice for the world's sins was not an afterthought, not something God decided to do when the world spun out of control. Oh, no, 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 no. Look what Paul wrote to Ephesians right up here. Let's go here and look at this for a moment. Ephesians 1, 3 through 11. Look at this. I need you to catch this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. He already knew us, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Look at this, saints. verse 5, having predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It's his good pleasure. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. Praise God. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Praise God. Praise God Almighty. Look at this. Verse 8, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will. This was all a mystery at one time to us, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both of which are in heaven and which are in earth in him. Wow. Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible, saints of God. You see, this plan was set in motion by the all-knowing eternal God. Long before the world began, in eternity past, God chose his people and planned that Christ would redeem them. Praise God. How many so blessed at home to know that? You see, my friends, Christ has always existed with God, but had been sent to the earth for all to see. Oh, that's right. Look what the Word of God says right here in John chapter 1:1-5. Look at this. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. Say that with me. Nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Oh, wow. Wow, saints. That's right. You ever been around people that are not believers? There's a sense of darkness. Why? Because the Word of God says men and women rather love darkness than come to the light. You see, saints, the redemption God accomplished for believers through Christ, not understood by the prophets who wrote about them, should cause us to be even more concerned to live according to his high moral standards. Praise God. You see, my friends, Peter's words, he did this for you, provided an intensely personal note, encouraging his readers that Christ and his coming and the entire plan of salvation are for individual believers, loved and chosen by God. How many at home are blessed to know that you've been chosen by God? Praise God. So now, let's go back to verse 21 in 1 Peter chapter 1. And it reads, who through him, believing God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are who? They're in God. They're in God Almighty. Praise God. Praise God. How many so blessed to know that? Huh? How many so blessed? Saints, it is through Christ that believers have come to trust in God. The fact that God raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory is the foundation for our faith and hope for two particular reasons. We're going to look at the first reason right up here. Let's go right up here. Number one, through Christ's resurrection and glorification, God openly declares that he has accepted Christ as our righteous substitute, thereby giving us access to God. Praise God. Praise. How many so blessed to know that? We have access now to the living God. Praise God. Let's look at point number two. Look at this. Through Christ's resurrection and glorification, believers can receive power from the Holy Spirit. Wow. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. And look at this. I found this in John 16. Look at this. In John 16, 5-15. Let's read this. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Praise God. And we all know he's talking about the Holy Ghost. Look at this in verse 8 through 12. Look at this. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of what? Judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them right now. Wow. Wow. Look at this. Verse 13 through 15. However, when he, say that with me at home, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Praise God. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. What? What? Saints, the power that resurrected and glorified Christ is the same power that enables you and I to believe. And because Christ ransomed us, he must no longer fear God and face his judgment. Instead, we set our faith and hope and confidence in God, trusting in the one who planned our salvation from eternity past. Praise God. And as God raised Christ from the dead, we believe and expect that he will also raise us. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. I can't wait to see him face to face. I can't wait when the shofar blows. Hallelujah. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord forevermore. How many of you can't wait for that? We will be changed. We will be like him. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more disease. There will be no more sorrow. There no more healing that we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We will be like him. And I can't wait. It's around the corner. Hang on. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up just yet. Can I get an amen? So let's move on now to verse 22 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, in one sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with what? A pure heart. A pure heart. There should never be an agenda why you love someone. It's got to be out of a pure heart, saints of God. You see, this is one of the strongest statements on brotherly love in the New Testament. For it virtually makes brotherly love the gold of our conversion. Praise God. You see, my friends, Peter expected that growth in purity and holiness would result in deeper love among Christians. Not merely outward appearance or profession, but truly sincere love for Christians, brothers and sisters, and saints of God, despite our differences and disagreements. We can have sincere love for one another. How many believe that at home? And as we grow in holiness, we can learn to love each other intensely because of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. And such love, saints of God, is not possible in the world at large. No, it's not. Like I said earlier, look at all the mass shootings in almost in every state now. There are hundreds of mass shootings since January 1st, 2023. My friends, we need Jesus. We need righteousness. We need holiness. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And so such love is not possible in the world at large. For it doesn't, saints of God, understand the love that results when people are cleansed from their sins and have accepted the truth of the good news. This experience brings together even very different believers on the common ground of forgiveness in Christ and requires them to love one another as Christ loved them. Oh, that's right. Look what I found right here in Scripture in John 13. Look at this. A new commandment I give to you, that what? That you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have what? Love for one another. Praise God. Praise God. So let's move on now. to verse 23. Excuse me. Here we go. Look at this. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Wow. Which lives and abides forever. And how long is forever? Forever, saints. Forever. You see, Peter gave another reason to love others. Believers have a common ground, all in Christ. We have all been born again. We are sinners saved by grace. Praise God. Our new life did not come from our earthly parents, saints. That life will one day end in death. Our new life will live forever. How many can't wait for that? We'll live forever. Why? Because it was given to us by the eternal living God, the Word of God, Jesus Christ Himself. You see, God's Word lives and endures forever because God, who gave it, lives and endures forever. From eternity past to eternity future. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to catch this. Because unless you're born again, you're never going to see the gates of heaven. It was clear. It was clear. Listen, praise God for the sinner's prayer and all that. You know, and we can confess with our mouth. We get that. But Jesus went a little further. He told a religious man named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. And this religious man, he snuck out at night. Oh, yes, he did. I call him Nick at Night. You know, I got that from Nickelodeon. But he snuck out. Why? Because he didn't want his peers to know that he had some permeating, some deep questions for the Lord. And he knew that if he was seen with him, they would mock him and ridicule him. Why are you talking to that sinner? These religious folks thought that Jesus was just a sinner, just like them. And so let's look at this in John chapter 3. Look at this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, meaning teacher, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Now, Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Of course, this is the natural mind thinking this. Look at verse 5. Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. There's no if, ands, or buts, saints of God. Look at what it says in verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Saints, when I received the Holy Ghost, I didn't know where it came from. It could have came from above, sideways. I don't know. It was just like Jesus explained to Nicodemus. But one thing is certain, when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, I was a new creature in Christ. I was born again. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God, now at that point in time in my life, which was 34 years ago, He sanctified me, set me apart, gave me a mind to love Him, gave me a heart to love Him, gave me a heart to love all people, and blessed me abundantly above all that I could ever think and hope for. Jesus did it all. And He wants to do the same thing with you. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you that opportunity to pray and invite Him in just a few moments right now. But God wants to do the miraculous in your life. but you got to be born again. To be raptured out of here, you have to have the same Holy Spirit power that raised Christ from the dead. Without that, you're still earthly bound. Oh, that's right. The Word of God says that. Praise God. You see, saints, the powerful living Word of God Himself recorded in Scripture brings new life to believers. The eternal Word of God Himself assures the permanence of that new life. Praise God. Praise God. It's only through hearing and or reading these words that people can find eternal life. For the Scriptures tell the gospel message and make the way of salvation clear to those who seek it. Praise God. Now, let's move on to verse 24 and through 25, and this will conclude this evening's message. And it reads, "Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away." Look at this. "But the word of the Lord endures forever." Now, this is the word by which, by the gospel, was preached to you. Wow. Wow. Did you catch that, saints? Did you catch that? We're just like grass that withers. That's how fast our life here on earth is. You see, quoting the prophet Isaiah, Peter reminded believers that everything in this life's possessions and accomplishments, people will eventually fade away and disappear. Oh, that's right. Look what he quoted basically in Isaiah 40:6-8. Look at this. "The voice said, 'Cry out.' And he said, 'What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all of its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.'" You see that? Peter quoted Isaiah. Praise God. Praise God. You see, as the grass and the wildflowers bloom for a season, then wither and fall, so all of this life is transitory in nature, saints. It will pass away. Only the word of the Lord will last forever. Aren't you so blessed to know that? God's word will last forever. And us true believers, born of the Spirit of God, will live forever. Yeah, the flesh may go back to the ground, but the soul and spirit, hallelujah, God will encase a brand new body, and we will live forever with Him. You see, my friends, Peter's readers would face suffering and persecution, but that would only be temporary. The word of the Lord was the good news that had been preached to them. Praise God. That good news is good throughout eternity. Praise God. How many so blessed to know that? How many so blessed to know that we will be changed and we will be like Him? Saints of God, I'm here to let you know that we're coming to a culmination of prophecy. Everything's converging. Earthquakes in various places. Wars and rumors of wars. You got the Soviet Union that want to nuke us. You got China that wants to take over this nation. We got enemies all over the place. Our nation is in total chaos. Oh, that's right. As I mentioned, mass shootings all over the place now. And then there's the abominations, the sexual immorality. Oh, man, let me just say this. Jesus said it best. "Hinder not the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. And if anyone touches children in an unlawful way," Jesus said it would be like tying a millstone around your neck and be tossed into the ocean where you will sink and drown. And look what they're doing to our children today. They are removing their breasts. They're changing out their gender. They're mutilating our children right before our eyes. And no one's standing up to cry. The church is silent. They're given now pills to eliminate the baby that you're carrying in the womb. All states are going to pass this law where you could just take a pill and out comes the baby. Wow. Saints, we're living in really true horrendous and grievous times. These things are grievous and abominations to God. And what is the church doing about it? It's like we're watching it in real time. And no one's standing up for truth. No one's preaching the gospel. That's why I had to show this NFL player earlier on. Because he's not ashamed. He's going to use his platform to preach the gospel. We need to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't preach and share and plant and edify and build up, we will be useless in the master's hands. But we need to be about our Father's business. We really need to tighten down the hatch. Why? Because Jesus is coming soon. He's coming soon to take the five virgins that have oil. The other five are going to remain here. Oh, that's right. That's right. Saints of God, we are in dire need. We are in dire need, saints. That's right. We're in dire need of the Lord. And I'm here to let you know that if you're watching for the first time, second time, third time, I don't know, and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, it is time now. It is time to surrender. It is time now to say, oh God, I need you. This is time now to cry out to the living God and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life so that you truly would be born again. You would give him your corrupted heart and he'll give you a heart of flesh. He'll give you his spirit. He'll wash you in his blood and remove every sin. But you have to be born again. And so there must be confession of faith. You must turn. You must turn from your sins. You must turn from your old life. You must turn from the things that war against your soul. And turn to the living God and say, God, I cannot walk this walk without you. I need the power of the Holy Spirit so that when you return, I'll be raptured out of here with all the believers that have truly surrendered to you. My friends, if that is you, I'm asking you by faith that you would bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer by faith and truly repent, truly believe that God will cleanse you in his blood, remove your sin, and then fill you with the Holy Spirit of promise. If that's you, bow your heart and your head right now and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Someone truly got born again. And if you've received Christ for the very first time or maybe recommitted your life, listen, down below you'll see our banner right there. Why don't you log on to our website? We have an email and a phone number. You can get a hold of us. We want to encourage you, pray for you, even put a Bible in your hand if you don't have one so that you would be able to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank and praise God also for all those who continue to pour out your monetary gifts to help us continue to stay on the internet and continue as a ministry. As you can see down below, donations are deeply appreciated. And so, my friends, it's time to sign off and say goodnight. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you that has tuned in this evening. It's our Wednesday evening book, chapter, and verse expository teaching. Hey, I'm looking forward to this Sunday. hey, we're going to be celebrating two birthdays, Sister Yolanda and Sister Leah. Amen. We're having a Hans and Harry cake. So come on out. Come on out and have some beautiful cake from Hans and Harry. And we're going to be in the Word of God, edifying the church and praying for those who need healing in their bodies. Well, that's right. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit at our church. We believe God still heals today. Well, that's right. It's not a thing of the past. It's a thing of now. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 5305 Sweetwater Road in beautiful Bonita. We thank and praise God for each and one of you. And on behalf of Sister Yolanda and the Amazing Grace family, I leave you this benediction before we sign off. And it goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom, his peace, in Jesus' name. And so, my friends, we love you. God bless you. And we hope to see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening. Hallelujah.